Good. Here we go. Nice to meet you.
Hi, Stefan.
Nice to meet you. How many time do we have?
Till it gets noisy. So when the first band goes on.
Okay, so I hurry up. So you worked as a barber a long time ago. Mm. Did you learn that stuff or as a profession or was it only a job?
At first it was only a job as a barber. Mm. You know, it was just with two other men, qualified barbers, and I was like the dog's body who had to sharpen the razors, and that was my most skill I used, you know, and you know, I found it really, really boring, you know, so I didn't do it for long.
And are there similarities between working as a barber and being a punk rock musician?
There's similarities about every trade, every job you do, yeah. And the simple thing is, if you do your job badly, you're not going to get anywhere. If you do your job well, you know, you're going to not just survive, you'll, you know, do your job well and, you know, you'll be successful. Okay. And the second thing is, you've got to be in a job you love to do. It's no good being in a job you hate, you know. So, you know, you won't be very good at it, you know. So, yeah, it's the same all over the world, you know, a job. Do a job well. Whatever you do, do it well.
Okay. And which five words describe best what punk stands for in your very personal point of view?
I just say DIY, do it yourself, you know. Even Johnny Rotten saying DIY now. It's a simple get out, but punk rock is like, you know, a different thing to every punk rocker will say something different, you know. Some say, yeah, it's a youth rebellion, you know. But it was more of a kind of a student and people who had brains rebelling and, you know, making, it wasn't just music, it was clothes, writing, everything, you know, it was a whole new society, whole new way of life, alternative way of life to the, you know, birth, school, work, death, you know.
And I guess every punk band on earth would like to share the stage with the UK subs. With whom? Did
no,
you never?
No, no,
well, no, you don't
not
think
many
so?
Would, no.
I think so. I think a lot of. But with whom did you never play but would like to?
Oh, great, great. A band called Screaming Females.
Never heard of.
No, they're a great band, great band.
What is it?
There's a, it's like, you know, we had a guitarist called Nicky Garrett in the band, mm-hmm. you know, who was like, he was all over the place, you know, action, great guitar player. And this girl is like a female Nicky Garrett, brilliant guitar player, brilliant singer, and brilliant writer.
But is it in former band or is it?
No, they'll be in Germany in May.
Okay.
In late May, they're being, and I hope to go to Berlin and see them in Berlin and Cologne.
Oh, okay. So I'm going to check them out.
Yeah, you should, yeah.
I don't think we got them on our playlist, but on...
It's amazing because they've been together for 5 years or more. Mm-hmm. And I expect them to be like, one day they'll be, because they have, she has a great sense. She's like a kind of Jimi Hendrix kind of thing, okay. You know, she's special, you know. And... maybe people, it's like if Jimi Hendrix stayed in America, you know, nothing might have happened. Because he came to England, it happened, you know. It's one of them. She, you know, she's coming to England and Europe, and it might, you know, might really happen for her. I hope it does.
And if you got a time machine,
oh wow,
which direction would you go?
Oh wow. I know too much about history, so that's, you know, it's that's a lot of historians say they'd like to go back to Rome or, you know, the Middle Ages, Holy Roman Emperor or something like that. But those days were super dangerous. And although we're still, you know, it's still super dangerous today. People don't realise, I mean, that school shooting in Florida just happened, you know, and there's so much of that about, but I would definitely go in the future,
Which year?
Oh my God.
Got an idea?
Oh, yeah. I would go where there were, I think, I mean, you could go too far and the Earth might be destroyed by then, you know, and where's everybody? yeah, maybe 2050.
Okay.
Yeah. Quite a stretch. And then they were giving me an injection, and my cells will start reversing, and I'll get young again.
Younger and younger.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So they will have the technology then, you know.
And what is the question you hate most in interviews?
Well, you know, you're asking interesting questions, but sometimes people go, you know, even like political questions, I don't really mind, but sometimes people say, what do you think, the Sex Pistols? Well, I don't think of the Sex Pistols, you know, they kind of done some good stuff in their day, but, you know, you don't, you know, what do you think of so-and-so? And I think, well, I don't think about so-and-so.
So I'm going to skip the next question.
Well, yeah, no, do it.
No.
Do it.
What do we think about the Sex Pistols? No. The first half of your career, there was no internet. What do we think? Is it curse or is it blessing?
Both. Yeah, what? Everything's like that. Everything's like a yin and a yang, you know.
But what for you is curse and what is blessing?
No, it's mainly a blessing. I don't do a lot of things, you know. I don't do Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't really got time to do that. And as a writer, you know, I'm a creative person, so I kind of write, paint, and I got no time to kind of, you know, do the internet, you know. I've got something, Instagram,
mm-hmm.
where, you know, like, say we're here, we take a photo of us, say, hey guys, you know, we're in Dusseldorf having a great time, you know,
mm-hmm.
but only maybe once a week, you know.
On the website is a list of ex-members of the UK Subs,
mm-hmm.
and it stops at 2001, and there are includes around 60 names. And who stayed the longest?
I thought it was 80. This band.
No, who in the band?
Alvin, that bass player now.
Okay.
Yeah.
And who?
He joined us at 1980.
Okay.
Yeah, and then he went to LA and he joined Cheap and Nasty with Nasty Suicide. And then he played with Iggy Pop for a couple of years. But still, we kind of met in New York and recorded an album with him still then. So he's like also the bass player Steve Slack, mm-hmm. our original bass player. He, you know, he came back a few times. You know.
And who was the shortest? Did it the shortest time, just for one gig or something?
It's
like
funny
that?
You should say that, because we were talking about, oh yeah, a Polish guy came up to me last night in the show, and he said, oh, you had a Polish drummer or someone Polish in the band. I said, yeah, we had a Polish drummer, and he had I couldn't remember his name. It's like a very uncommon Polish name. And he was a great guy, lovely guy, good solid drummer, very strong guy, he must have been in the band for just a few couple of months, and but I can't remember. And there was another drummer who must have been in the band for about 6 months, and I had a friend who's a drummer, and the drummer was with the subs. He wasn't that great. You know, we like to get people who are really good, and this drummer wasn't. And I was saying to my other friend, you know, like, I'm really frightened going in the studio with this drummer because he's not that hot, you know. And then my friend called the drummer and said, Charlie's going to sack you. And then, you know, I had no intention of sacking him, but and then he came up to me and go, oh, Charlie, I think I'll leave in the band, you know, like, I guess before I sacked him, you know. My friend, the drummer, just done it so he could get the job, you know. And all sorts of shit like that happens, you know. You know, everyone who joins the band or leaves, we take them to America, show them America, and they fall in love with the girl and stay there. Mm. About a handful have done that, you know.
And one name on the list members stands out, Lars Fredriksen.
Yeah.
He's now playing in one of the biggest bands. Did you ever met him again?
Last year when they played at, in London with the Damned,
okay.
Green Day headlining, yep. In the park. There's about 500,000 people there in the park. And and I told him about the subs have done their 26 albums. And now I'm doing my own. Everyone's doing their own album, and he's Charlie, I want to play guitar on it. And then he said, I'll get the bass player as well. And that's a hell of a bass player, you know. So we're going to start work on that. I'll send them an email saying, look, you know, do you want to write a few songs on it? Or how do we do this? Or where do we do this? I prepare to go over to San Francisco. Lovely, great city, I love it. And Lars, brilliant. He's always brilliant. And you know, when he was with the subs, he was like 19, just a kid, you know. And, hello, mate.
Sorry, I'm not interrupting
anything. Yeah, you are.
How you doing?
Good. Hello.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
I mean,
sorry about that.
I fucked
up with you.
Did you say that again? No. Yeah, and he used to come up to me and go, Charlie, I've got this riff. And it was brilliant. But the band wouldn't like, didn't want to play in the studio with him, you know, and they didn't trust me. He was good enough, you know, and he's proved it, you know.
Mm. And one last question, and then we come to another thing. I think you've been the oldest punk around when you started with the UK subs, and 4 decades ago, and you are still the oldest punk all around. Mm. And what was the last time you was surrounded by people who were older than you?
My God, that's a good question. Well, funny question, but a couple of nights ago, I forget where we were. We were in Germany, and I was talking to a guitarist. He's a, you know, in a punk rock band, and he said something to me, and I said, what are all these old people doing here? Because everyone was about 50, 60, you know. And I said, what are all these old people doing here? And a few nights ago, luckily, there's always, you know, 10, 20, 30 young ones to, you know, get the pit going. So it was all right. But, you know, look around and everyone was about 60 years old. Well, that's because they were 20 when it started, and I was already 30.
So I've got some cards, and you can take as long as many as you like. And there are beginnings of sentences. And I would like you to read the sentence and complete it.
Right. Oh, the first punk rock song I listened to was Blitzkrieg Bop by the Ramones. But that's kind of an argument because, you know, there was New York Dolls before that and Iggy Pop before that. Velvet Underground, you know, White Light, White Heat, you know, sheer punk rock song. A lot of punk rockers do that, but... Yeah, so it's the real, what people call punk rock, was Blitzkrieg Bop by the Ramones. In a club, the best place is the bar. Not that's an easy one. In school, I didn't like school, but I done okay. You know, I got no complaints. I was never really bullied. Because I just fight back. in school I was kind of average. When I am down, I drink a lot. no, when I'm up, I drink a lot. When I'm down, I play my guitar. Doing sports is getting less and less. And my big sport is chucking some lead into the, well, it's not real lead anymore because it's poison, but chucking a fishing weight out at sea 300 meters, no, maybe 100 meters, and fishing. It's a bit of a sport. But I tend to walk across England this summer. So when I get home, I'm going to train and I can walk 6 miles to the next town and back and just get it. And I've got to walk 80 miles across the narrowest part of England.
Okay, cool.
But I love watching soccer and boxing. If I was a drink, I would be Sex on the Beach. That's an easy one. One of my favourite cocktails. And I kind of am a cocktail lover. I do like. When I say goodbye, I listen to. I rarely take a bath. I shower because if I take a bath, I can't get back up. I can't get out. I have to call for help. Whatever's on the radio. There's a radio in the bedroom, and I have it on loud.
So next time,
still can't hear it.
Next time you've got punk rock at the radio on.
But I should have a buzz. We'll be out listening to the radio. But it's kind of late at night, and late at night on the BBC there's some great programs. You know, there's a kind of alternative like punk station, and then late at night there could be like blues or jazz on, or you know, something interesting, not pop music. Can't stand pop music. Oh, if I was a drug, I'd be is it a DS118, right? Well, it's really good for people, especially if you've got a heart attack or a lot of pain, a lot of internal pain, and it put you out your pain. It's great. DF118. I wrote a song about it. It's so good.
So you don't have to take them all. As long as you want.
My friends love when I... Oh, right, okay. My friends love when I'm rude to people. They laugh about it because it sounds funny when I'm rude to people. There's other things. Well, my friends laugh when I tell jokes. But I'm not one of those some performers they tell the same jokes on stage every night. And I can't do that. You know, the band say, tell that thing about Die Totenhosen, Here Come Alex, and there's a story they told me, Die Totenhosen told me. And I can't say that every night. I may do it tonight, though, because you've reminded me.
And because we are in Düsseldorf.
Yes, of course. It's a little surprise, though, so don't tell anyone. Oh, my God. I will never give up. Don't give up. It's, you know, life's a kind of a big curve, and you've got to kind of take it easy. Go for your goal, but don't give up. I will never give up. A free mind is what we're all, or most of us, are striving for. A free mind is the perfect mind, you know. Don't believe in bullshit. Set yourself free from bullshit first off, and just free your mind and judge for yourself.
I've got one more, and we come to the last thing.
I can't do them all. Hmm? I can't do them all. I'm having fun.
Okay, so we do it all. Very good.
Being drunk is delightful. I'm a funny, happy person when I'm drunk. But I used to drink too much. I don't anymore, but I used to drink too much. And then I become very, very obnoxious. And a lot of people do that. Yeah, don't get too drunk. And become obnoxious. The worst thing that happened at a show, I was very, very drunk. They wanted us there early. And I started drinking too early. And I threw beer cans at the lights. And I kicked the monitors over. And then I had to pay 2,000 euros for repairs. That really was damaging to my pocket. Oh, the Ramones, best band in the world.
Oh, that's perfect, because the last thing we do is about the Ramones.
When I am back home, I practice my guitar because I do solo shows. One day I will come to Europe. Well, I have come to Europe. I played in Germany twice. And one at Wacken. I played solo show at Wacken.
Wacken.
When I'm back home, I paint and I play guitar. And I'm a kind of a secret pedal nerd. I love pedals, and when I get money, I go out and buy another pedal and make strange noises. And one day I will make this great album with lots of strange noises. I'm having fun. This is good.
This is good, yes.
If I could be a kid again, I would... I would try and learn languages, because they're out here, and T.V. Smith, who's just come into the room, he speaks very, very good German and some good French and all sorts. And,
Hello, sir.
Try and learn language.
How are you doing, all
right? Fucking hell.
All good?
How are you?
Yeah, fine. Hello.
Yeah, languages. Quite important. When I wake up, I have a cup of tea. I'm English. The last time I did something for the first time was, wow, that's a good one. It was quite recently. And it involved drinking a new drink. Okay, some new drink I was introduced to. I can't remember what it was. We were probably in the Baltic countries, and this new drink was quite good. There's a lot about drinking going on, but we can't help it, that's our lifestyle. And in fact, we're a band that go on stage with a case of beer, no water involved. The Totenhosen just came in the room and they give their audience water, we give them beer. The most overrated punk band is, oh wow, Green Day. The most underrated punk band is, a lot of people say the UK Subs. Oh well, I say Screaming Females. The worst place to wake up after a hangover is on a railway line. Yeah, one of our fans had done that. No legs. My friends hate when I get drunk. Punk rock is DIY. Do it yourself. Don't have a manager, don't have an agent, just do it yourself. Make your own clothes, write, take pictures. You know, there's 100 things you can do. Get involved, do it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's just the time there.
Dieser Podcast wird vermarktet durch die Podcastbude.